Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, thank you so much for joining us today. Alex Jones coming to you from the road in Houston, Texas. And then I prepare to make my way to Florida to visit one of our great affiliates, 810, there in Orlando, Florida, where I'll be speaking next Sunday, breaking down my blueprint to defeat the New World Order. I want to thank all of the amazing listeners that came out to the sold-out capacity crowd in Dallas, Texas, the Lakewood Theater, always humbling, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that coming up later in the transmission. Well, more than a little bit. I can't tell you how many active-duty military were there and how many police were there, including several Dallas police detectives that I ran into. And the fact that no one is buying that Ron Paul isn't really the front runner. Who's seen a Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich sticker? Who's seen a Santorum sticker? Now, why does Ron Paul get 70%+ of all the military donations? You see, where they can't cheat him with its straw polls and other systems that are fair, he wins. Or donations, he wins. The big rich guys, the big establishment types like Obama and, of course, Mittens Romney, you look at who gives them money. Number one, it's Goldman Sachs. Number two, J.P. Morgan. Number three, Citibank. Number four, Bank of America. And it's the same order and the same list. Kind of like the nightly news. It's the same sponsors. Monsanto, Archer Daniels Midland Company, Eli Lilly, Prozac Pushers. Ads about how your kids need to be on Ritalin and Adderall. The order has taken over our society. Now, we're going to have for an hour and a half coming up today, Matthew Stein joining us. I had him on with us a few weeks ago for just an hour, and he is a industrial designer, design engineer from MIT. And separately, everything he's talking about, I've separately researched. And I'm not saying, ooh, I'm smart. I've researched what he's saying. I can just confirm everything he's saying is accurate from my own research and then get even to a higher level of understanding. I'm just saying what this guy is talking about is real and is bonafide. And, of course, he's a best-selling author. We're going to talk about both of those books that getting into what's facing our society. When Disaster Strikes, A Comprehensive Guide for Emergency Planning and Crisis Survival. And, of course, we'll also get into his other book. Both of his books are available right now at InfoWars.com. They're so good and so informative that I decided to carry both of his books at InfoWars.com. That way you can get the latest up-to-date information when technology fails and when disaster strikes, and also support our transmission, which we couldn't do without you. That said, it's really weird how sometimes when you've got a high fever, it almost gives you more clarity and focus. And then when you come down off of being sick, it's almost like a reset. I haven't had a stomach bug or any type of real illness like that other than in about 3 years. And my wife got sick when we got to Dallas, and then I got sick, well, really during my speech. I knew I didn't feel good in Dallas. And then when I got back to hell, now we're, and I basically sweated it out last night and broke my 102.5, 103 fever. And I quite frankly feel like I just fought 10 rounds in a boxing match, but I feel really good at the same time. And I just kept waking up all last night with that high fever, just thinking about how real all this is and how incredible reality is compared to fiction, and the fact that we're all alive now and we have a chance now to take action, and just how in the now all this information is.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Listening all across the United States and worldwide and all the ships at sea. We are live. It is the 21st day of February 2012 on this Tuesday. I am coming to you from Houston, Texas, and then I'll be on the road live here on the radio / video at prisonplanet.tv throughout the week. And we've got all the rest of our great crew from Darren McBreen to Paul Watson to Rob Due to Aaron Dykes doing the nightly news. And I've got a whole bunch of videos and reports I've shot on the ground that I'll also be uploading to our studios. We'll have those as part of the nightly news in the radio show. You know, I could just upload them now from my iPhone, but then I have to do that in low-res quality. And people are like, hey, how come this video isn't super high-res when you're on the road? Well, because I've then got to put it onto a laptop, and then I've got to sit there for 5 hours waiting for it to upload, even if the connections are, quote, okay. And I've got a bunch of video, and so I am now basically debating on air in front of people how I'm going to follow these reports. But we got a lot of interesting stuff, very informative stuff for you as well. First off, we do have Matt Stein, who is a design engineer, MIT, best-selling author, joining us for an hour and a half coming up at the start of the next hour. He was on with us a few weeks ago, and he was breaking down the fact that when technology fails, when we're so dependent on technology, it can cause serious problems for a society, including complete collapse of our industrial system. And that dovetails with all the fear-mongering that the government's involved in, but the government is just using that as a pretext to take our liberties. They're not actually trying to set up an infrastructure that protects against that. Government and major corporations have been building their own secretive and private infrastructures, bunkers, you name it, while simultaneously demonizing those of us that do get prepared. So the establishment is digging in against... I'm attacking anyone who tries to get prepared on their own right. Now, I want to get into the Iran situation, and we've been living with this threat, this intensifying threat for years now. And at a subconscious level, we all tend to just get the idea that it's a foregone conclusion, so hurry up and get it over with. Exactly what the globalists are counting on. Time and time again, they've said attacks on Iran are imminent. The Israeli president has said it. Our Pentagon has talked about it. It's been openly discussed. There is a low-intensity conflict or terror attacks going on inside Iran being carried out by the United States, Israel, England, and NATO on a weekly basis that is admitted. We would cover this 5 years ago and be called conspiracy theorists. We were just reading a White House press release. See, the White House, to have the Pentagon follow orders, a lot of times has to put something out public to say, see, we're on the news saying torture's good, like Rumsfeld did 8 years ago. You know, take the gloves off. Yeah, so what? Enhance interrogation. Or the military and others won't follow the orders. Or, hey, the military is speaking out against the fact that they're ordered to grow opium in Afghanistan. Well, as you know, 2 years ago, they just started having newscast everywhere saying, yeah, the troops grow the opium. It's no big deal. They have to hide it in plain view to pretty much get people to accept it. And the same thing's happening with preemptive war. Dick Cheney even wrote in the September 20th, 2000 PNAC document at the Project for New American Century, the fact that, hey, we need to legitimize to the media the use of race-specific bioweapons. He's just calmly talking about we need to get with the media and legitimize the use in warfare of race weapons. Because Homo sapiens are all basically the same creatures, but the genetic variations are wide, and so of the sub-variants, there are big differences. And so they've known for more than 50 years you can develop a race-specific bioweapon that, say, will kill anybody of not just Asian descent, but let's say you wanted to kill Mesoamerican Asians, because that's what, quote, you know, people in Mexico, Latin America are. They're really Asians, who then intermarried with Spanish. And Spanish are just really originally Northern Europeans who migrated into the area, who then were overrun by Moors, Arabs, and Africans. So that's why they're having these big race-specific studies. You see with National Geographic, that's a big eugenics organization, where they say, give us your DNA. We'll track your ancestry back 10,000 years. And that's why governments now admit that going back 40 years in 2012, it's now 40 years ago, that blood is taken from all babies at birth. And they tell you it's for a blood test. Now, that goes into a big global DNA database, because the globalists have got to study this properly. And the reason they haven't really released a lot of race-specific bioweapons yet, and they even talk about this and write about this, is that let's say Israel, who we know has worked on record with South Africa with a race weapon back in the 80s that would kill Semitic. Well, most Jews are at least partially Semitic. People are like, well, of course they're Semitic. Well, no. We only think of the term Semitic as just a Jewish person. No, it's anybody from that area of Palestine, that area of the Middle East. That's Semitic peoples. And there's a whole list of Semitic peoples. And most Jews do have their roots in Semitic tribes. And so if Israel was to release a bioweapon, which we know they worked on with South Africa, to kill Arabs, well, that's going to blow back and kill a lot of Jews there in Israel and across the world. And it's the same thing. If a bioweapon was released to, say, kill Chinese, well, that would also kill most people quote, Latino or Hispanic descent, who themselves are taught that, well, you're part Native, you're part Indian. I don't mean Indian from India, you know, Indian. Well, Indians are really Asians who crossed over the Bering Strait. They've done the genetic test. Is basically Chinese. Well, turns out Northern Europeans all. That's why you see Russians have Asiatic features, because that's basically Viking Northern Europeans mixed with Asians. So that's the real problem with race-specific bioweapons. So the system has been working on developing specific race weapons that are that go after even certain common derivations that will target even subgroups, so that you've got to be almost entirely African for the weapon to kill you, or almost entirely Asian for the weapon to kill you. But, you know, the problem here is I literally have about, I don't know, 30, 40 articles here that I want to go over, and I didn't even intend to get into race-specific bioweapons today. I digressed off into race-specific bioweapons because I was simply talking about how the system wants to legitimize torture, race-specific bioweapons, warrantless checkpoints, every form of classical oppression you can imagine. Every day now. I mean, I talked 2-3 years ago about how the system was taking the gloves off, uncloaking themselves out in the open. Well, now the system, the controllers, that's intensifying on a weekly basis. I mean, in the last 2 days, I've probably seen, no exaggeration, 50 articles without even looking where they say, everything you're doing is being tracked. Everything you're doing is being traced. We're listening to you. We're going to grab the data off your phones without warrants. We're going to face scan you everywhere you go. We're going to arrest you if the camera says you're suspicious and the AI computer. We are launching AI self-aware autonomous drones in America. We are going to inspect your farm, your ranch, your home. We are setting up environmental police. We are going to raise your taxes. We are going to come after your families. We are going to set up a world government. We are going to bankrupt you. We are going to do it. I mean, it is just a complete, absolute New World Order offensive. And this is only the offensive before the real offensive. And I woke up at about 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. I woke up all last night, and the immediacy, the imminence of our threat, the immediacy of the crises of massive war with Iran, massive war in Syria, Iran, China involved, the immediacy of false flag terror attacks staged in this country as the pretext to go after the American people. I mean, I'll tell you, at about 4 in the morning, I finally decided before I went back to sleep that I needed to come on air today and openly ask the American people to pray to God to deliver us from this and to repent and to ask for a reprieve, because all of the craziness and all of the corruption and all of the problems that we've seen so far are nothing compared to what we're about to enter. And I told you a year ago that when they start hyping Iranian domestic terror attacks in America, you can expect that the staged terror is about to come and that the big war is about to come. And sure enough, just like clockwork, they're saying Iran's going to attack U.S. bases, federal buildings. They're dispatching TSA with machine guns, federal security forces with machine guns, of course, harassing citizens when they go into the Social Security offices, you name it. And really, this is a cover for the martial law rollout. The globalists are full spectrum. They're not just going to attack Iran. They're going to attack us here themselves and then pose as the saviors. I'll explain it when we get back. We'll be right back.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar.
So I want to break down the immediacy of what we face. It's very simple. A powerful corporate special interest have taken control of our government and many other governments of the world, and they're openly getting rid of sovereignty, getting rid of any checks and balances that block them from engaging in any crimes they wish. And then they make it illegal to resist them, even politically. And that's what the New World Order is, if you had to really boil it down. It's a global corporate fascist bureaucratic dictatorship. And now it's out in the open. In fact, after the break, I've got some newscasts that the team's put together that I want to air here on the radio show from the Nightly News. One of them is the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution, and then that ties in with the Darren McGreen piece on false flag that's coming up. But I want to discuss the immediacy of this, because, you see, to these globalists who always finance both sides or all sides of a crisis and then offer the solution, and then things get worse and they offer the solution to that because they want to consolidate power, you have to understand that when they attack Iran, that's because the war that lets you shut up your opposition. That lets you get the no-bid contracts. That lets you set up a domestic system. And when you discover that the plan we're currently under is at least from 1982, and Wesley Clark, you know, talked about more than a decade ago, on C-SPAN, we've heard it several times, that he was at the Pentagon, you know, former, you know, head general of NATO, and that they said, yeah, here's the eight countries we're made, and here's how we're going to do it. We're going to start with Afghanistan, then Iraq, then we're going to move to Libya, then we're going to move to Syria, then we're going to move to Iran. And it's not just Wesley Clark saying he was at the Pentagon and they said this. This is the plan. And then you realize they're not trying to go in and kick out dictators and actually, you know, build industries and hotels so we can all fly there and visit the incredible, you know, resorts that could be set up there on the Mediterranean or the Red Sea or whatever. They're not doing that. No. In Iraq, in Libya, now in Egypt, and when they're done with Syria, they're kicking the old dictators out, many of which work for the globalists, and they are putting Al-Qaeda in. They are putting the Muslim Brotherhood in. That's like Al-Qaeda light. And then they admit it all over the news. Just the last few days, I've seen four or five mainstream articles admitting, yeah, Israel and the U.S. are using Al-Qaeda terror groups to attack. And they go, yeah, you know, this is no big deal. And yeah, the West is funding groups attacking from three sides in Syria. And yeah, 40,000 have been killed since the liberation in Libya, and Al-Qaeda is in charge, and they're killing the black Africans that are there, and they're killing and torturing government people, and they're torturing the, you know, the ambassador to France. And people are like, well, why did you do this? Why did you invade? Because they want to screw the country up. The globalists want to screw us up with Agenda 21. I mean, Ted Turner, all of them say, post-industrial world. They want to wreck things, because when they wreck what your society and your system and your taxes have built, they get to come in later when you're begging for anything and you've accepted your lower standard of living. They just kind of let a country cook under collapse for a few years, like Argentina or others. And then they just come in later, pose as the saviors, and people accept the new tyranny because at least the tyrants will turn the lights back on. And in 2002, I've been screaming bloody murder ever since then, because I warned everybody then. I said, look, they're going to do what they did in Latin America and Africa and Asia here, because they plan it. Here's the documents. And I've been just sitting here screaming bloody murder, trying to warn people as best I can. And now we move into the even more out-of-control phase, where the globalists get to attack the Middle East and Central Asia and Pakistan and Iran, and they've got all the aircraft carriers openly sitting there preparing for war with China, and Russia has vetoed the Security Council move to send in troops into Syria that, remember, 6 months ago Hillary promised they wouldn't do. And she promised that it would only last weeks, well, days, not weeks, and so did Obama in Libya. And then they call a humanitarian to have CIA agent Anderson Astor Cooper up there on TV saying it's humanitarian. Oh my gosh, Assad is killing protesters, when Assad is fighting back against al-Qaeda forces that our criminal government runs. And it's hiding in plain view is what's frustrating. But we've got some good news on that front. We're going to break that down. Coming.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we are here live. And, of course, I come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And don't forget, every weeknight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. A great team we're assembling there. So even when I go out of town or on the road, quite frankly, the Nightly News is better in some cases. I love the variety. And I finally twisted Darren McGreen's arm into hosting the Nightly News last week. He did an exceptional job. It's an exceptional job. And when I get around to it, we are going to run a contest in the next 2 weeks. I'm going to start running it for video submissions across the country, where the winner will win a cash prize and will then be interviewed, because we're going to interview a bunch of people that give us submissions. You'll win a cash prize. I think it'll be like $5,000 for the best newscast news piece. And then you'll be interviewed to be a reporter at InfoWars. And I think I'm going to do two contests. It's time we get a female reporter. So it's going to be a female reporter, and we're also going to hire a male reporter. I haven't decided all the details yet. I meant to launch it a month ago, but I've been so busy. But we're going to hire a couple new reporters slash anchors and a lot more here at Infowars.com. And we're able to do all this because viewers and listeners have supported our sponsors and supported our online video bookstore. You've bought the T-shirts. You've bought the bumper stickers. You've supported the sponsors. Because of that, we're able to continue and expand in the face of this depression that the country and the world has been artificially put into. All right, let me, before I get into all these audio and video clips here, let me just basically talk to you, and I say this a lot because every time I look at the immediacy, the imminence of this, the 2 minutes to midnight nature of it, I don't feel worthy to even be covering this. And by that, it's kind of like that feeling where something takes your breath away, and you know how real it is. And you know how right you've been, and you just wish it wasn't happening. The globalists have had at least a 20-year plan, and we're now 20 years in, launched the plan that I saw for 1982, a Pentagon plan working with the Israelis, 1982, of how the entire Middle East using overthrowing the governments and then bombarding and attacking those governments, backing up the proxies, playing the Shiites and Sunnis off against each other. And the order of the invasions, which they're following like clockwork. And again, this is not the Israeli government. This is not the U.S. government. These are not our governments. These are nations that have been captured by the globalists, England as well, that are being used to expand this global empire. And when Iran is attacked, Iran and this whole crisis that's going to come out of it and the asymmetrical warfare that we're going to experience, whether it's real or staged, the, quote, terrorist attacks are going to be used. Now, let me just briefly explain something here. Because every time I mention this, I see emails or comments saying that can't be true because it's so incredible. This was in Newsweek. This was in Time Magazine. You can just type in, Bush signed order to attack Afghanistan day before 9/11. He signed the order to launch the attacks 1 week from that point, the day before 9/11. In the 6 months before 9/11, 18,000 British troops and 44,000 U.S. troops massed in the stands, Uzbekistan and other countries around it. In 6 months, the weapons, the artillery, the helicopter parts, the troops, all of it, the aircraft carriers arrived 2 weeks before. Everything lined up, and then 9/11 happened as the reason to attack. You see, it's the PR, it's the hype, it's the buildup that lets you know it's staged. And just like clockwork, I told you, they're going to start saying that Iranian terrorists are going to attack federal buildings in the United States. Now you're being told they're going to attack any minute. They're busting fake patsies. They're saying brace for all of this. They're saying domestic groups are working with them. We're going to have highway checkpoints. They're now saying everything for a decade they've been gearing up for. And people are like, but we hadn't had any big terror attacks. Why are you doing urban warfare drills with the military in every major U.S. city? Why are you setting up highway checkpoints all over the country with the military and TSA? Why is the TSA popping up in Houston and Dallas, just where I live in Texas? Why are MPs from the Air Force, Army, on the streets of San Antonio searching people? I mean, this is on the news now. Troops come up to you with sidearms. I mean, I remember 4 years ago, Endgame, or 5 years ago, and it showed troops running over with sidearms, with what looked like 45s. And people are like, well, troops carry Berettas. I know they were carrying 45s. I know guns. In fact, I own one of those. Screaming at me and cussing at me, videotaping them. And the bizarreness of it was just I mean, it was in a bar district. Well, it was actually by Madison Square Garden. And they were there cheering on wrestlers that were getting off a bus walking in. And there were troops with guns running around. And I was saying, look how weird it is. And then they run across the street. Well, I mean, it's in Endgame cussing at me. But my point is there's been this giant military-industrial complex buildup. The training manuals, you go to the drills, you get all the sources, and you find out, folks, it's not about guys wearing turbans on their heads. It's not about going after Ali Habib or whatever that the, you know, Team America says. Durka Durka, you know, Muhammad Jihad, you know, making fun of Muslims. It's not about that. I mean, I would be against this if it was for the Muslims. But let me explain something. It's never been for them. It's for people that can skin a buck and people that can run a trot line. Because a country boy can't survive. In all the manuals and all the training that we've shown you here on air, it's about people that are self-sufficient, people that want to be left alone. Because they know rural people live in reality, actually have to get in the storm cellar when a tornado comes, actually can their food, actually know how to shoot a gun, actually know how to skin a buck, actually know how to butcher a cow, actually know how to take care of chickens, and you are going to be the only opposition when they fully collapse this country into stage civil war. And this is a giant plan to get us into a war, but Iran and encircling Russia and China, that's only a secondary target. That's what I want to be clear about here. That's only a secondary target. I'm going to say it again. Iran is the secondary target. Syria is the secondary target. America, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, every free nation, wealthy nation that was Christendom and that was the flower of the Renaissance and the Magna Carta, we are the targets. And by every yardstick, even all the academics admit this, governments admit it, Europe, England, the United States, Canada are joke-level police states now. I mean, just joke-level. But it's parallel. You've got these giant police state spying grids, torture police camps, but they haven't implemented it yet. They've masked the force, but there's still the free speech to a certain extent. But they're now trying to sell getting rid of it. And when they start selling it, they built all this behind the scenes, cloaked. When they start selling it, when they start selling the Iran attack, and then Iranians are going to attack us domestically. That's, you know, they're getting ready to attack Iran. When they start selling, yes, we're going to have to set up checkpoints on your highways and arrest people that disagree with the government. You know it's on. When the Justice Department starts saying, we're just going to issue edicts to ban semi-automatic rifles and handguns. They're now saying that last week. NRA came out and said they're going to use edicts to ban guns next administration. And you know what? That's not scaremongering by the NRA. They actually, that's why the ATF last year, we broke this. Local gun dealers gave me the letters, two separate ones. People couldn't believe the letters at the time. They said, but that's not law. Where the ATF came and said, we're going to restrict the number of guns you can sell and who you can sell them to. And you got to call us when you sell a gun, even though they already call them. It's just about you follow stuff that isn't law. You do what we tell you. And so it's now happening, and we're going to have to start just saying no. This is an illegal, illegitimate, out-of-control government, and you look at what the government's doing, and if it isn't in the Bill of Rights and Constitution, it's illegitimate. Marbury versus Madison. But it still comes down to the point of we got to just start saying no to this. Like they said, it was the law that black folks couldn't use the bathroom or couldn't stay in a hotel. Can you imagine showing up to town and there's no black bathroom and you can't go to the bathroom? So you got to go out and go behind a tree. That's what black folks had to do. And black folks finally just said, you know what? I'm not going to put up with this anymore. Well, it's the same thing for all Americans now. With the TSA and all of it, we just got to say, you know what? I'm done. You do whatever you're going to do. I'm going to start not complying. And you got to pick your battles, but it's time to really get aggressive with this system. Now, we're going to get Matt Stein on at the bottom of the next hour, because I do want to get to all these videos. And we also have the video basically of why Judge Andrew Napolitano was fired from his Fox Business show. And the last thing he said on his show, and I'm going to repost it on Infowars.com as well. I'm going to have Kurt Nimmo do an article about it. But we're going to air that coming up in the next hour. Just a little 4.5-minute clip, but very eloquent, where he finally just says the whole system's fake. It's all a fraud, New World Order. It's all a scam. They own both parties. And he didn't know, by the way, he was going to be canned when he did that. But that was the last straw. Because when you admit that it's all window dressing and false, like people are now admitting that, okay, it's election fraud. Ron Paul's being cheated. And people are like, well, then what do? You just admit it's that bad. It's that rotten. We're going to go to break here, and I'm going to play going out to break, Hegelian Dialectic by John Bowne, that deals with the problem reaction solution. They create the crisis, then you beg for a solution, they offer the solution. Then we're going to come back out of break with a shorter piece on false flag terrorism, and then I'm going to continue. But and then we start the next hour. I'm going to talk about gut check time. But let's go ahead and go to this piece on the Hegelian dialectic.
The global banking cartel has used one tried and true process to create wars, rob us of our currency, and eat away at our substance. This process of control over the masses is called the Hegelian dialectic. So what is it, and how is it being used today? German philosopher George Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel devised a dialectic, or method to resolve a disagreement between outcomes. The dialectic is made up of three attributes: thesis, an idea or opinion; antithesis, the opposite idea or opinion; and synthesis, the alchemic process to bring together a wanted change. It is commonly referred to as order out of chaos, and is waged against the masses in many forms. Saul Alinsky, self-avowed Marxist, proponent of the Hegelian dialectic, published this in Rules for Radicals: any revolutionary change must be preceded by a passive, affirmative, non-challenging attitude toward change among the mass of our people. They must feel so frustrated, so defeated, so lost, so futureless in the prevailing system that they're willing to let go of the past and chance the future. George Bush became the hero of 9/11 simply due to the fact that he was the president, and then rammed through legislation that threatened our liberties as we all complacently stood by and allowed it to happen. A manufactured crisis occurs, thesis. George Bush answers it by rallying public opinion and becoming the host of the tragedy, antithesis, thus owning the crisis through synthesis. Equilibrium is attained. All of the once separate parts of the plan are joined together. In this example, the Patriot Act acting as the equilibrium on the desired road to tyrannical fascism in America.
They're too good at what they're doing. They create the crisis on record. They sell the fraud. Then they say, give us more power. Give up your sovereignty, Europe, America, and we'll fix it. But then it only implodes faster. They make bigger bonuses, but they're destroying their own golden goose. They're hacking it open greedily. When it's giving them a golden egg every morning, they think there's eggs inside. I think the point you made of because they're on record creating this to consolidate power. They bragged about it. Those memos have been made public by Goldman Sachs and others, but they're going to fry things so badly the bankers are all running to private islands with their own security teams. I mean, like they want to rule everything so much and have just so many digits in their bank accounts that they're going to devalue the value of the digits through their sheer greed.
That is a possibility. And if you look at the Hegelian dialectic, if that crisis at the beginning spins out of control, they lose the tail end of the dialectic, don't they? There will be no synthesis at the end. They'll be lucky if they survive.
Another method to manipulate the masses is the use of two opposing views to attain the desired view. Politician A espouses the first view. Politician B counters with a different view.
A clear example of this was the debate over the unconstitutional NDAA bill of 2012.
I strongly believe that the United States government should not have the ability to lock away its citizens for years and perhaps decades without charging them and providing a heightened level of due process. We don't pick up citizens. We don't incarcerate them for 10 or 15 or 20 years or until hostilities end, and no one knows when they will end, without giving them due process of law.
The great concern that we have now in terms of the security of the homeland is from so-called homegrown terrorists, radicalized Americans. So these people, in my opinion, have taken sides. They've joined the enemy. And to have this body at this time, as the threat of homegrown terrorism rises, say no, they can't be treated as enemy combatants, is not only doesn't make sense, and is totally unresponsive to the facts that I've just described.
President Obama threatened to veto the bill as long as it contained the section concerning due process, and then quickly changed his mind before the final version was voted through Congress. Obama then told the media that the version he had signed was revised to eliminate any threat to freedom of American citizens, even though this was not true, and the bill gives extraordinary powers to detain American citizens without a trial. The media synthesized Obama's lie by claiming that Obama will not use the powers he now has. The desired result is synthesized by mainstream media as they turn a blind eye to the debate. The American people cave into the lie because the process it is attached to seems so familiar. John Bowne, InfoWars Nightly News.
I'm really excited by the team we're building at InfoWars, and quite frankly, my goal is that even if I get killed or set up or put in prison, I intend to have the InfoWar continue through the company we've set up and the crew we've got. But again, we wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for your support out there, the viewers and listeners, and if it wasn't for God's protection. I want to go ahead and go to another little short piece here that accompanied John Bowne's piece on the Nightly News last Thursday. This is False Flags with Darren McBreen getting into what a false flag is, also part of the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution, or order out of chaos. Here it is.
In 1953, the CIA and British intelligence staged terror attacks to overthrow the democratically elected leader of Iran, Mohammad Mossadegh. Mossadegh had nationalized Iran's oil fields and denied British Petroleum a monopoly. U.S. and British intelligence operatives launched a successful coup d'etat and overthrew the Iranian government, replacing the regime with a ruthless dictatorship while seizing control of Iran's oil supply. 1964. U.S. warships were apparently attacked by North Vietnamese PT boats, an incident that kicked off the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War. The attack was a staged event that never actually took place. What followed was an excuse by President Lyndon Johnson to dramatically expand the scale of the Vietnam War, ultimately at the cost of 3 or 4 million dead Vietnamese and 58,000 Americans. June 8, 1967. The USS Liberty, an American naval vessel sailing off the coast of Gaza, was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of Israel. The well-coordinated attack, which lasted for hours, resulted in the deaths of 34 crewmen, 170 injured, and catastrophic damage to the ship, one of the most highly decorated vessels in U.S. history. Egypt was to be blamed for the attack, to serve as a pretext to drag the U.S. and her allies into war in the Middle East. If not for the heroic efforts of the ship's captain and his brave crew, the Liberty would have faced almost certain destruction. The truth about Israel's attack and subsequent White House cover-up continues to be officially concealed from the American people to this day.
All right, and again, that's a report on just some of the more recent false flag events. Now, if you're watching us via PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see this, or you can go out and find it on the newsstands everywhere. Here's a USA Today article on the cover of USA Today today, and it says, in Egypt, revolution is fading, citizens facing a ailing economy and a new tyranny. And it's on record that the United States financed the revolutionary forces and the ouster of Hosni Mubarak, the 32-year dictator, who I'm not defending. He tortured people. He did all that. But compared to what's in charge now, he was a good guy. I didn't defend our government helping put him in power and keeping him in power. The point is they threw him out and are now putting in Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood. And the women are all going to have to wear burqas now. And they're killing people in the streets. And it's many times worse. And this is what they replaced it with. And they're going to do the same thing in Syria, same thing in Libya has now happened. And again, I'm told I've got to give up all my rights or Al-Qaeda will get me. And Al-Qaeda publicly works for the criminals that have taken our government over. And people are like, well, you know, the U.S. uses them to deal with our enemies. The very same corporate interests that run our intelligence agencies are overthrowing our Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're enslaving us. They're paying companies with tax incentives and bailout money to leave. They want to destroy societies. They want to wreck things. They want to be in their armored compounds, and the rest of us are running around outside their, you know, high-tech reservations. They're inside their big armored fortresses. We're outside of them. And these globalists hate humanity. They're not Americans. They're paying us off against each other, and it's so disgusting to know that the very groups trying to start this Iran war and telling those of us that aren't for it that we're not patriotic and we're not tough are the very ones that are going to stage terror attacks in this country. I mean, the head of National Security Council, Clapper, wrote 2 weeks ago, and we covered it publicly in white papers to the elites. But again, I say publicly, it was never on the news, that we need to have some type of staged provocation to attack Iran. And it would sure be helpful. Kind of like the CFR and others have written things similar before. They're openly talking about how great false flags are going to be. And then magically we start hearing Iran's going to hit us any minute. Get ready for World War III. Why would Iran attack something here in the United States knowing that it's going to elicit a giant military attack on their own country? Iran has already put up with 5 years of U.S. and Israeli-backed groups blowing up military bases, blowing up weapons depots, assassinating and killing people. It's been going on 5 years. Now it's just accelerated and is admitted. And again, I'm not saying Assad's good. I'm not saying Ahmadinejad's good. The point is that the West wants to destabilize because the people that run the West want to destabilize the whole world because they're in control, and through the destabilization, they can consolidate power. This is the message I'm trying to get out to you, and I had intended, you know, this is not a religious show, but I am a Christian. I do believe in God. They say there are no atheists in foxholes, but the atheists tell me that there are. All I know is that we need to repent. We need to be sorry for what we've done. We need to be sorry for being decadent, for not being involved, and we need to cry out to God to help wake people up and to help turn this around and to help get these evil people out, because you know, the power of prayer has been proven, whatever you think's behind it. And I just love God, and I just woke up over and over again last night feeling like I should come on air and really just tell people one of the biggest answers is prayer. And I think that when we start the second segment, I'm going to say a prayer on air. Well, there.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.